The reek of smoke and ash greeted me as I came round. For a moment I believed I was back on Nocturne again, trapped in some infernal cycle from which there was no escape, destined to relive my imagined death at the hands of Kurz, my brother, and now my captor, again and again. But when the cell and not N'Bell's forge came into focus around me, I realized I was truly awake, and that my return home had just been a nightmare. Feverish sweat lathered my body. It was the first thing I noticed after the smell of the forge dissipated. Darkness reigned as ever, and steam coiled from my oil-black skin as the heat of my body reacted to the cold. Honor scars stood out, my oaths of moment, etched into flesh and thrown into relief by a harsh light emanating from above. For a moment, I thought I saw a marking I didn't recognize, but lost it in the shadows. The second thing I noticed was that I was not alone, and this took my mind off the mark. Though the nightmare had left me, my ghastly cellmate had not. Ferris was watching from the shadows, his dead eyes twinkling like opals. "You are dead, brother," I said to him, rising, "and I am truly sorry for that."
"Why?"
asked Ferris, the gruesome neck wound adding more gravel to an already rasping cadence.
"Do you blame yourself, brother?"
It sounded almost like an accusation, so much so that it made me turn to regard him. He was truly a spectre, a shade, a withered version of what Ferris Manus had once been, clad in my dead brother's armor. "Where are we?" I asked, ignoring my dead brother's question.
"Where do you think we are?"
"Istvan." Ferris nodded.
"We never left, either of us."
"Do not pretend to be him," I said. Ferris opened his arms, looking around as if searching for answers.
"Am I not? Is it easy to assuage your guilt if you make yourself believe I am not some aspect of him? Do you know where my body is now? It lies headless on a desert of black sand, slowly putrefying in its blood-stained armor. I don't recall any of the statues erected in my honor bearing such an image."
I was tiring of this cajoling. It was beneath me. It was beneath Ferris, and I felt like I was besmirching his memory by the very act of listening to it. "What are you, creature? For you are not Ferris Manus." He laughed. It was an unpleasant sound, like the cawing of a crow.
"I thought I was your brother. Is that not how you addressed me? Am I so easily forgotten now I am dead?"
Ferris, or the thing that wore his skin and armor like a man wears a cloak, feigned disappointment. I was unconvinced. "Ferris was a noble warrior, a good and honest man. He was steel and he was iron, and I will never forget him, ever."
"Yet you let me die."
Guilt was more painful than any blade, and as it pierced my weary heart, I staggered at first, but then righted myself. There was nothing I could do, nothing either of us could do.
"Either of us?"
he asked, a look of belated revelation crossing his face.
"Ah, you mean Korax. You want him to share in your guilt?"
His face brightened as if enlightened.
"I see."
Before it grew abruptly dark, prompting Ferris to slowly shake his head.
"No, you own this, Vulcan. This was your mistake. You let me down, not Korax."
I turned away, even as the spectre's words cut me without showing any visible trace of the wounds they'd inflicted. You are not real, brother. You're just a figment of my imagination, a remnant of conscience.
Guilt. I am your guilt made manifest, Vulcan. You can't escape me, because I live in you.
Trying not to listen, I started to examine the cell. It was circular, the metal used in its construction thick and impenetrable to fists alone. But it was made in sections, and each of those was betrayed by a welding line that yielded a shallow lip. 50 meters straight up. I couldn't jump that distance, but I might be able to climb it. As my lucidity returned, so too did my capacity to plan and strategize. I put those gifts to work on my escape. An oubliette is a hole, a dungeon in which people are thrown and forgotten about. This was what Kurz had done. He had left me in a hole, beaten me, cut me, and assumed I would break, that my mind would shatter, and I would be forever lost. Kurz was not Nocturnian. Nostramans did not possess our pride, our determination, our endurance. Despair was not a word we recognized, nor was submission.